Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, 赞美主。
Oh, Jesus, we're here for you this morning.
Oh, 主耶稣，今天早上我们在这里为着你。
We gather together as your children.
我们聚集在一起，是你的孩子在你的面前。
I ask you to reveal yourself to each one of us.
我们恳求你向我们每一位来显现你自己。
You are our leader.
你是我们的领袖。
We want to learn from you.
我们渴望从你来学习。
So we ask you to pour out your spirit upon us.
所以我们恳求你来浇灌你的灵在我们当中。
We want to gather around your feet and listen to you speak to us, your children.
我们渴望聚集在你的脚前来听你向我们的教导，我们作为你的孩子聚集在你面前。
Oh Jesus, we pray that you'll manifest your presence among us.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们祷告你来彰显你的同在在我们当中。
Our greatest joy is to enter into your presence.
我们最大的喜乐就是进入你的同在。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
And we ask you to welcome each one of the leaders.
我们也请你来欢迎每一位领袖。
Open our ears.
开通我们的耳朵。
And open my mouth to speak only your words.
也开我的口，单单讲说你的话语。
For your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们为着你的荣耀而祷告，奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's always a joy to be with you.
跟你们在一起总是非常的喜乐。
Whether I'm the teacher or I'm the student, it's a joy to be among you.
不管我是作为讲员还是作为一名听众，我跟你们在一起都非常的喜乐。
Because Jesus stands in our midst.
因为耶稣就站在我们当中。
And he longs to pour out his spirit upon us.
他渴望浇灌下他的灵在我们当中。
I know you're very familiar with the song that Alice is going to sing for us. Trust and obey.
我们知道你们都很熟悉圣秋姐妹将要给我们唱的这首歌，信靠顺服。
Let's enjoy it together, Sister Alice.
让我们一起来享受。
Okay, Hallelujah, 赞美耶稣。当我与主同行，在他话语光中，何等荣耀照亮我路程。当我肯听命令，他就充满我灵，他充满心而顺从的人，心而顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有心而顺从。地无一点黑影，天无一片乌云，但你们当他笑容显露，没有疑惑畏惧，没有流泪忧虑，能存在如我心而顺从，心而顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有心而顺从。没有一个重担，没有一点为难，他是不顾让我们痛苦，所有伤心损失 所有言行羞耻都曾祝福，若心儿顺从，心儿顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有心儿顺从。当我不能领会他爱何等的美，若我不放一切与祭坛，因他所给诗歌，因他所赐喜乐，乃是为肯心而顺从者，心而顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有心而顺从，然后我才会在他的脚前往来，我就伴他儿童行前路，他要求我就去，他才牵我就去，不要怕，只要心儿顺从，心儿顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有心儿顺从，心儿顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有心儿顺从。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚。哦，感谢我们的主，他来到世上，他就是这样的，哦，完全顺服，也是顺服到底，这样的顺服父神，哈利路亚。哦，他在这里为我们做了如何美的这样的见证。哦，是的，主啊，当我们与你同行的时候，在你的话语光中，我们也是要这样的，哦，来肯听主的命令，来顺服主的话语，哈利路亚。因为信而顺从，除此以外不能得主的喜爱啊。主啊，我们愿意当做一个，哦，我们就是要来讨主的喜悦，在凡事上要来顺从主。无论我们处在任何的环境，我们都相信主啊，你一直与我们同在，你也从来不离弃我们。主啊，我们还有什么可以担忧害怕的呢？我们只要将我们自己单单的交给你，就是顺服主你在前面引领我们，哈利路亚。因为这是最美最蒙福的，赞美耶稣。主啊，帮助我们能够更多的来顺服主你的心意和旨意，赞美耶稣，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
阿们。哈利路亚。
阿们，哈利路亚。
It's easy to trust someone you love.
当你爱上一个人，就很容易信靠他。
When you have a friend that you really love and respect, it's so easy to trust them.
如果你有一位朋友是你非常喜爱而且尊重的，就很容易信靠他。
And as we fall more in love with Jesus, the easier it is to trust him.
当我们更多的爱上耶稣，我们就更多的容易信靠耶稣。
The word the Lord gave me today is that he wants us to be little children.
今天主所赐给我的话语是，他要我们回转成小孩子。
A few weeks ago, my husband and I visited our son and our grandchildren.
几个礼拜以前，我和我的先生去加拿大拜访了我的儿子和我们的孙辈们。
They live in Canada, and for 3 years we haven't been able to be with them.
他们住在加拿大，我们有三年之久没有去拜访他们了。
But the Lord made the way for us to cross the border and visit.
但主给我们开路，使我们越过边境去拜访他们。
I wish you could have seen them run out the front door to greet Grandpa, Grandma.
我巴不得你们也能够看见我的孙辈们从门里面跑出来欢迎他们的祖父祖母。
One is 3 years old and the other one is only 1 year old.
一个是三岁，一个是一岁。
But their mother and father told them we were coming and they ran out the door and ran to the car. Hello, Grandpa, Grandma.
他的爸爸妈妈告诉他们爷爷奶奶要来了，他们就跑到车子上对我们说，哦，爷爷奶奶你们好。
They were so full of love and joy and happiness.
他们充满了爱、喜乐和快乐。
And when we woke up in the morning in the bedroom, they would come and jump up on the bed.
当我们早上醒来的时候，他们就来到我们的卧室，在我们的床上跳来跳去的。
And they tried to crawl under the covers with Grandpa.
他们也跟爷爷抱在一起在床上。
Or they would throw balloons at him and say, Happy birthday, Grandpa.
他们向爷爷抛了好多气球，跟爷爷说生日快乐。
It was a very blessed time.
那是一个非常蒙福的时刻。
Watched my son taking such good care of them.
我看到我的儿子很好地照顾了他们。
His wife goes to work at a school, a college where she teaches.
他白天要去大学上班，他在那里教书。
And the two little boys go with her to school because they have a daycare center in the college.
他们的两个男孩子白天跟他一起去学校，因为学校那里有一个幼儿中心。
So there's my son putting them in their high chairs and fixing their breakfast for them.
所以我的儿子每天早上把孩子们放在高椅上，喂他们吃早餐。
Then afterward he helps them, dresses them, and puts them in the car in their...
然后就帮他们穿好衣服，把他们放在车子上。
He fastens them securely in their, with their seat belt.
他把他们好好的绑在那个安全带里面。
Off they go for the day.
然后他们就开始这一天。
My son does that early because he works out of his own home online.
我的儿子每天早上做这件事，因为他白天在家里上班。
It was quite a picture to me of how the father cares for the children.
这对我来说就是一幅父亲怎样照顾孩子的图画。
And so the word the Lord's given me for you today is from Matthew 18.
所以今天神所赐给你们的话语就是马太福音第十八章。
Read verses 1-5.
第一节到第五节。
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
当时门徒进前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？
Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, Assuredly, I say to you, unless you're converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom.
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中说， 我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
And whoever receives one little child like this receives me.
凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
Oh, it's so wonderful to learn to be a little child.
哦，何等的美好，学习成为一个小孩子。
We turn over to the next chapter, Matthew 19.
我们翻到下面一章，第十九章，马太福音第十九章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
And 14.
还有十四节。
Little children were brought to him and that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them.
那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。
But Jesus said, Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。
Oh, how we are called to be his children.
哦，我们被呼召成为他的孩子。
Jesus says, those who receive me will receive the kingdom.
主耶稣说，接待我的人就会领受天国。
And I wanted to share with you this wonderful message of being but a child before him.
所以我要跟大家来分享这个美好的信息，就是在他面前成为一个小孩子。
In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12, we read these words.
在约翰福音第一章十二节，我们读到。
But to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Yes, a child is weak. A child is often helpless.
是的，一个小孩子常常是软弱的，是无助的。
Sometimes they have accident and break something.
有的时候他们也会出状况，打碎一些东西。
And or spoil something.
或者破坏一些物品。
But the father will correct them, but he doesn't chase them out of the house for it.
父亲会管教他们，但他绝不会因此就把他们赶出家门。
He is still his child.And he's deeply, the child is very sorry. He hurt his father and promises to do better.
他仍然是父亲的孩子，孩子心里很难过，因为他伤害了父亲，他承诺以后会做得更好。
The problem is the father knows is childish and is childlike.
父亲也知道孩子做出的承诺是很孩子气的。也是天真无邪的。
The child may do something else that is not right, but the father forgives.
这小孩子也可能会做错误的事情，但父亲会饶恕他。
Because the father knows that promise was sincere. It came from the heart.
因为父亲知道孩子的承诺是真诚的，是发自内心的。
There's such a need as Christians to be sincere.
作为基督徒，我们非常需要真诚。
We need to be real.
我们需要真实。
Mrs. Robinson once taught the ministers that when they went out into ministry, they were to be simple and real.
罗宾森师母曾经教导一群牧者说，他们事工中的需要就是要成为简单，成为真实的。
If we look at children, we see that they are often very simple.
如果我们看一看小孩子，我们就会看到他们常常是很简单的。
They're not like adults that are so complicated.
他们不像大人那么的复杂。
They're believing, they're trusting.
他们相信神，他们信靠神。
And they're humble and dependent on the Father.
他们是谦卑的，他们依靠他们的父亲。
They're not full of worry and say, oh, what am I going to eat today?
他们不会担心说，哦，我今天要吃什么东西呢？
Jesus says,Even the birds of the air, my Father feeds them. He'll feed you.
主耶稣说，就是天上的飞鸟，我的父也会看顾他们，所以他一定会照顾你们的。
Jesus taught us to call God our Father.
主耶稣教导我们要称神为我们的父。
He taught us how to please the Father.
他教我们怎样来讨父的喜悦。
That God would be pleased as we receive His Son and obey His Spirit.
如果我们接待他的儿子，顺服他的灵，神就会喜悦我们。
That's why John said that beautiful word in the first chapter. As many as received Jesus, to them He gave the right to become children of God.
那就是为什么约翰在约翰福音第一章写下这些美好的经文，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Those who believe in him.
那些信靠他名的人。
A child is very trusting.
一个小孩是满了信靠的。
A child is free from worry.
一个小孩是无忧无虑的。
And they delight to please the father and mother.
他们喜欢讨父亲母亲的喜悦。
And I noticed the two little boys play well together.
我发现这两个男孩他们玩得很好。
And they have fun together.
他们在一起玩得很开心。
But if they get upset with each other, they don't stay that way very long.
但如果他们两个有争吵，他们很快就和好了。
The next time you notice, they forgot all about it and they're friends again playing with their toys.
很快下次你看到他们已经又在一起玩，一起分享玩具了。
We can learn so much from little ones.
从小孩子我们可以学到很多的功课。
There's another verse that John wrote in his epistle, 1 John chapter 3.
在约翰所写的约翰一书第三章里
Verse 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God.
第一节和第二节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him.
我们也真是他的儿女，世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
If we stop and think about that, the world doesn't know us.
如果我们停下来想一想，世人不认识我们。
Because it didn't know him.
是因为他们不认识他。
If they had known him,They would recognize us as his children.
如果他们认识他，他们就会认出我们是神的儿女。
My friends, I showed them a picture of my grandson, and they said right away, "Oh, he looks like your son."
我给我的朋友看了一下我孙子的照片，他立即就说，哦，他看起来像你的儿子。
And that's our goal.That when people look at us, they recognize we look like our Father, we look like our Savior.
这也是我们的目标。当人们看见我们， 我们希望他们能够认出我们就像我们的父一样，就像我们的救主一样。
That seems to be the first thing grandparents do. They look to see which baby looks like the mother, which baby looks like the father.
所以作为祖父母，他们最喜欢做的一件事，第一件事就是看看哪个宝宝长得像父亲，哪个宝宝长得像母亲。
And sometimes they favor the one that looks like their own child.
有的时候他们就偏爱那些长得更像他们自己孩子的那一个。
Isn't that wonderful if people would recognize that we are children of the Lord Jesus?
这不是很美好吗？如果人们能够认出我们就像我们的主耶稣一样。
We resemble him.
我们代表他。
We look like him.
我们正像他一样。
And John's saying, this is why the world doesn't know us as Christians, because they didn't know the Christ.
这就是约翰所说的，世人之所以不认识我们基督徒，是因为他们未曾认识基督。
I've told you before, when my husband takes me to dinner in a restaurant, he often asks the waitress, do you know the Lord Jesus?
我以前跟你们说过，我先生每次带我到餐馆去，他总是会问那个侍应生说，认识主耶稣吗？
Is he your savior? Have you accepted him?
耶稣是你的救主吗？你有没有接受他？
And oftentimes the waitress' face will be full of joy and light.
常常那个女服务生的脸上就充满了荣光和喜乐。
And she says, oh yes, he's my savior.
她说，哦，是的，他是我的救主。
And her husband said,I thought so. You make me think of him.
我先生就说，我猜你就是，因为你让我想起耶稣。
That's our goal, that we resemble our Heavenly Father, that we resemble His Son, the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的目标，我们能够反映我们父的荣光，我们能够反映我们主耶稣的荣光。
In that verse in 1 John, it goes on to say, second verse in chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章的第二节说道，
Beloved, now we are the children of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。
It has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed,We shall all be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
You know, when children are growing up, we don't know what they will be like eventually, if they'll be tall or if they'll be short.
当孩子渐渐长大的时候，我们并不知道他们长大后的样子是什么，他们会是长得很高还是很矮。
Or if they'll be more like their father or their mother.
他们会长得像爸爸还是像妈妈。
John is saying, it hasn't been revealed yet, will be like. It will be revealed when he comes.
约翰在这里说，将来如何还没有显明，但我们知道他来的时候，我们必要像他。
Because we'll be changed.
因为我们要得改变。
We'll see him as he is.
我们要得见他的真体。
And all through our time of walking with him, he's making changes in us.
在我们与他同行的一路上，他都在改变我们。
He's wanting to conform us to the image of his dear son.
他渴望把我们磨塑成他爱子的形象。
Oftentimes hard trials come, and we don't know what to do, but we run to him.
常常当严厉的试验来到的时候，我们不知道该做什么，我们就是跑到他的面前。
And as we continue to trust and obey, he's changing us.
当我们继续不断地信靠顺服他，他就在改变我们。
He's conforming us to the image of his dear son.
他一直在把我们摩塑成他爱子的形象。
We need to cry out to him.
我们需要向他呼喊。
As we cry to the Lord, he hears, he changes, he makes a difference.
当我们向主呼喊的时候，他就听见我们，他就来改变我们。
Sometimes just being quiet in his presence, he's working to change us.
有的时候就是安静在他的同在里，他就在我们里面做改变。
Oh, that we might be more like himself.
哦，但愿我们更多地像他自己。
This is our calling to be changed into the image of God's dear Son.
这就是我们的呼召，被改变成神爱子的形象。
He does the work. We just sit back and watch him make the changes.
他会做他的工作，我们就是坐下来等候，看着他来做事。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 谢谢主。
I want to speak to you a little bit about God becoming a baby. Let's go back to Isaiah.
我想要谈一点关于神成为一位婴孩。我们来到以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah 9, verse 6.
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
For unto us a child is born.
因有一婴孩为我们而生。
Unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder.
有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.Prince of Peace.
他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
God's promise that he would send his son.
神应许他会拆下他的爱子。
He did this hundreds of years before Jesus was born.
他这个预言在耶稣降生几百年之前就发出了。
I believe it was over 700 years that Isaiah prophesied it.
我相信当以赛亚发这个预言的时候，是在耶稣降生七百多年以前。
A child is born. Just a child.
有一婴孩为我们而生，不过是一个婴孩。
And the fulfillment is in Matthew 1:23.
在马太福音一章二十三节，这个预言得以成就。
Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
看哪，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
Emmanuel means God with us.
以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
God, can you take that in? God came as a child.
你能够相信吗？神成为一个婴孩来到世上。
And he was subject to earthly parents.
他来到世上顺服他地上的父母。
He was dependent on them to care for him.
他依赖他们来照顾他。
They had to feed him and to teach him.
他们需要喂养他，教导他。
He had brothers and sisters that were younger than him.
他也有一些比他年幼的弟弟妹妹。
And he learned to watch over them, and no doubt he became their big brother.
他也学习照看他们，成为他们的长兄。
We don't know when Joseph died, but perhaps he had to take the place of the father in the home.
我们不知道约瑟是在什么时候去世的，但也许他不得不在家里代替父亲的位置。
We only hear of him when he was 12 years old and teaching.
我们在圣经里只听到他12岁的时候在圣殿里教导的故事。
And he said, why were you worried? Didn't you know him to be about my father's business?
他对父母说，你们为什么挂念呢？岂不知我当以父的事为念吗？
As he grew up, he knew he was the son of the father.
在他成长的过程中，他知道自己是父神的儿子。
Then, there is no record of his life until he's 30 years old.
在他30岁以前，圣经里没有关于他生平的详细记录。
What went on in that home as he became the elder brother?
当他成为弟弟妹妹的长兄，这个过程中发生了什么事？
He learned the trade of being a carpenter.
也许他学习了木匠的手艺。
And he loved his brothers and his sisters.
他爱他自己的弟弟妹妹。
In our chapter in Matthew, we see he had a love for the little children.
在我们今天的经文，马太福音这段经文里，我们看见他怀着一种对小孩子的爱。
He saw his own baby brother and sisters growing up. Readily, he took these little ones in his arms, let them sit on his knee.
因为他亲眼看着自己的弟弟妹妹从婴孩长大，他很乐意的就把这些孩子们放在膝上，抱在怀里。
Oh, it's so amazing that God himself became a child.
哦，这是何等的奇妙，神他自己成为一个婴孩。
So that those who repent might see,He forgets their sins and forgives, like a child forgives.
神成了一个婴孩，好让那些悔改的罪人能够看见，他已经忘记了他们的过犯，并且像一个孩子一样的饶恕他们。
He doesn't forgive like an angry, hard man, but as a child forgives.
他并不是像一个严厉的大人一样充满愤怒，他是像一个孩子一样的饶恕我们。
This godly child gives us faith and confidence.
这位神性的婴孩带给我们信心和勇气。
We can approach him without fear or fret.
我们可以坦然无惧地就近他。
He supplies all our need for life and breath and comfort.
他供应我们生命气息和生活起居一切的所需。
I'm amazed to think the Son of God became one with mankind as a child.
这是何等的奇妙，想到神成为一个小孩子，与人合一。
Men and women can only be united to God in that state of spiritual childhood.
作为人类，不管是男人还是女人，我们唯有成为属灵的婴孩的样式，才能够与神联合。
Do we realize to be a child is our calling?
我们是否意识到回转成小孩子就是我们的呼召？
Does a baby make itself sick with worrying if he will ever become perfect and full grown?
一个小孩子会不会因为担心长大以后能否成为一个完美的大人，以至于生病呢？
No, he just eats and drinks with a good courage and grows without people even noticing.
不，他就是放心大胆的又吃又喝，不知不觉的就长大了。
It takes time to show whether he will grow and how big he will be.
需要时间来证明他是否能长大，能长多高。
That's the way it is with you and me.
这对你和我也是一样的。
We eat the word of God, we drink of his spirit, and we don't even realize that we're growing.
我们吃喝他的话语，我们饮于他的圣灵，我们甚至都不意识到我们正在成长。
We trust the Lord to do his work.
我们信靠主来做他自己的工作。
We walk with him as with a beloved friend.
我们与他同行，就像与最亲爱的密友同行一样。
In all simplicity and sincerity of heart.
简简单单的，真心诚意的。
As a child, we need to be simple.
作为一个小孩子，我们需要很简单。
Some people think that Jesus just told stories when he taught.
有些人发现，他们说主耶稣教导的时候都是在讲故事。
No, he taught in pictures.
你知道他用图画来教导。
He would talk about wine, he would talk about the wheat field, he would talk about sheep.
他讲到了酒，讲到了田地，讲到了羊。
They were simple picture stories.
这些都是很简单的图画故事。
And sometimes we try to be so complicated.
有的时候我们尝试变得很复杂。
But if we look at how he presented the truths of God in simplicity.
但是我们看一看主耶稣是怎样把神的真理这样简单地表明出来。
So we need to be simple and believing and humble.
所以我们也需要简单、信靠、谦卑。
And as children, we learn to be totally dependent on our Father.
作为小孩子，我们学习完全地依靠我们的父。
That's the word of the Lord. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing at all.
这是神的话语，主耶稣自己说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Jesus taught us to call God our Father.
耶稣教导我们要称神为我们的父。
And the inner life grows as we lay aside our superiority.
当我们放下我们的优越感，内在的生命就会长大。
Don't be so complicated.
不要那么复杂。
Sometimes in ministry we have a know-how attitude.
有的时候在事工里，我们会有一种什么都知道，或说知道该做什么的态度。
Oh, we've done this before. We know how to do it again.
哦，我们以前做过这件事，我们知道该怎样做。
But the calling you have to the inner life is a life of trusting the Holy Spirit at all times.
但对你来说，内在生活的呼召是在任何时候都信靠圣灵来引导。
We present ourselves to him as a little child.
我们像一个孩子一样的来到他的面前。
Totally dependent on him to feed us.
完全的依靠他来喂养我们。
To clothe us with his righteousness.
给我们披上他的义袍。
And draw our hearts to love him in simple obedience.
吸引我们的心来爱他，单单的顺服他。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's another mention of the child in the scripture, the child Jesus. It's in the book of Revelation.
在圣经里还有一个地方提到婴孩耶稣，就是在启示录。
Now, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars.
在启示录第十二章，天上现出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头， 脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。
Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth.
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
Another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 diadems on his head.
天上又现出异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕。
His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born.
他的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一摔在地上，龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等他生产之后要吞吃他的孩子。
You remember how Herod asked the wise men to come tell him where the young child was, but the angel of the Lord directed them not to return to Jerusalem, but go home another way.
你记得当耶稣生下来，希律王要三位博士回来向他报告小孩子在什么地方，但主的使者指示他们不要回耶路撒冷，要从别的路回家去。
And Joseph was warned to flee to Egypt to save the child, and he was saved.
约瑟也被指示逃往埃及来救这小孩子，小孩子的命得以保存。
Verse 5, she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron.
第五节，妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。
And her child was caught up to God in his throne.
他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
If we turn back to Acts chapter 2,
如果我们翻到使徒行传第二章。
Verse 33, this is Peter's sermon at Pentecost.
使徒行传第二章三十三节，这是彼得在五旬节的讲道。
I'll start in verse 32. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses.
我要从三十二节读起，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
And therefore being exalted to the right hand of God,And having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this, which you now see and hear.
他既被神的右手高举，就从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的交换下来。
He's now seated at God's right hand.
他现在就坐在神的右手边。
He was caught up to God's throne.
他被提到神的宝座。
What an exaltation for the child that was obedient unto death.
对这位甘心顺服以至于死的婴孩来说，这是何等的高举。
He died for the sins of all the world.
他为所有世人的罪而死。
And God so highly exalted our child.
神是何等的高举了我们的婴孩耶稣。
He's still sitting at the right hand of the Father.
他现在仍然坐在神宝座的右边。
We are his children.
我们都是他的儿女。
We're the sheep of his pasture.
我们是他草场的羊。
Oh, what peace and joy awaits us.As we realize this,
哦，当我们认识到这一点，将会有何等的平安和喜乐等着我们。
He provides all we need all along the way of growing into the vessel he appoints us to be.
他负责提供我们一路上所需要的一切，使我们成长为他命定我们所要成为的器皿。
Yes, he gave us that wonderful new birth.When we received him.
是的，当我们接待他的时候，他就赐给我们那奇妙的新生命。
But every day he wants to make changes in us.
每一天他都渴望在我们里面做改变。
He wants us to grow into that vessel of his to be used by him.
他渴望我们成长为他那可使用的器皿。
In bringing many children to God, he made the captain of our salvation perfect through the things which he suffered.
他借着所受的苦难得以完全，带领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
I know many of you suffer in the kingdom.
我知道你们中很多人为着神的国度而受苦。
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all.
一人虽多有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切。
He is causing all things to work together for our good.
他使万事都互相效力，为我们得益处。
He wants to change us more and more into his image.
他要更多更多地改变我们，成为他的形象。
The way of the cross leads us home.
十字架的道路引我们回家。
When we long to walk in the light of the inner life, we know it's a way of death to self.
当我们渴望走内在生活的道路的时候，我们知道这是一条向极死的路。
And our children are so precious to look at and to hold in your arms.
你知道小孩子是何等的宝贵，把他们抱在怀里，他们是何等的可爱。
But as they grow up, self begins to exert itself.
但当他们开始长大的时候，自我就开始强大起来。
We tend to lose that dependence on others.
我们就会渐渐失去那种对别人的依赖。
We grow independent.
我们变得独立。
Self-asserting.
自信。
With a strong will that demands our own way.
我们有强烈的意志，要求按自己的方式行。
Before long, you heard the baby saying, "I'm a toy."
很快你就会听到那个宝宝会说，是我的玩具。
Oh, there needs to be teaching of the child.
Oh, 小孩子需要被教导。
There needs to be discipline.
他们需要被管教。
To surrender and be willing to share.
他们需要学习降服，乐于分享。
And learning how to be obedient.
要学习顺服。
Some parents think, oh, let them do whatever they want to. They have to decide.
有些父母觉得他们可以做任何他们想做的事，他们自己需要做决定。
But God's word says, train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart when he's older.
但神的话说，教导小孩子走当行的路，就是到老他也不偏离。
It's the responsibility of parents to train the child.
父母的责任就是要来教导训练孩子们。
And I have seen people grow into a very happy life because they were trained to be happy and to be joyful.
我看到有些人他们长大以后过着非常快乐的生活，因为他们从小就被训练过一个快乐喜乐的生活。
Oh, we need to surrender all to our Father.
我们需要把一切都降服于我们的父。
Let him lead and guide us. Let him correct us.
让他来带领我们，引导我们，改变我们。
He pours out his spirit to be our sufficiency in serving him.
他浇灌下他的灵，成为我们服侍他的充足的能力。
He wants to flow through us.
他渴望透过我们涌流出来。
We don't have to take such responsibility.
我们不需要担这么大的责任。
We need to be more dependent on him.
我们需要更多的依赖他。
As leaders, you have become caretakers of other children of his.
作为领袖，你们也成为看护者，照顾他别的孩子们。
Some of you have large groups that you shepherd.
你们有些人牧养一个很大的小组。
But remember, you are still his dear child.
但是要记得，你仍然是他心爱的孩子。
He wants to take special care of you.
他渴望特别的关照你。
He is our source.
他就是我们的泉源。
He's our equipment to lead others directly to him.
他就是我们把人直接带向他所需要的装备。
Some leaders fail along the line when they try to take his place. And meet everyone's needs.
有些领袖在这点上失败了，他们想要代替他的位置来满足每一个人的需要。
Often we need to just get alone with him ourselves.
常常我们需要的只是自己单独与神同在。
And climb up on his lap and lay all the younger children to him.
我们爬上他的膝盖，把所有更幼小的孩子都交给他。
He already knows their needs, and he wants you to roll the burden on him.
他早已知道他们的需要，他要你把所有的重担都卸给他。
He knows perfectly how to help them.
他完全的知道该怎么样帮助他们。
And our job as leaders is to lead them to him.
我们作为领袖的责任就是把他们带向他。
He is the one that died for them.
他是那一位为他们死的。
He is the one that will shepherd them.
他是那一位牧养他们的。
And that was what Pastor Chow endeavored to do. He kept leading us to him.
那也是周牧师一直努力去做的，他一直都在把我们带向耶稣。
He kept leading us to Jesus.
他一直把我们引向耶稣。
But we have this firm foundation that Christ is the answer to every need.
我们有着坚固的根基，耶稣是我们一切需要的答案。
And the easy way to find him is to get alone with him.
最容易找到他的方式就是单独与他同在。
And we oftentimes in our group are all gathered together as one.
当我们作为一个群体常常聚集在一起的时候。
And that's when he pours out his spirit upon them.
在那样的聚会当中，他倾倒他的灵在我们当中。
As Mrs. Robinson.Felt in her ministry, she had so many needs of the people before her.
就像罗宾森师母所经历的，在她的施工里，她感到有何等大的需要在她的面前。
But she testified that one day she came into his presence and just sat alone with him.
但她做见证说，有一天她就单独地来到神面前，单独与神同在。
And toward the end of the time, she said, I forgot to mention this and that and the other.
当他等候神的时间结束的时候，他说，哦，我忘记跟神说这件事或者那件事了。
But she found out that it was all taken care of in his presence.
但他发现在神的同在里，这一切事都被神接管了。
Oh, to be his child, to recognize.A child is always happy.
哦，作为他的小孩子，知道小孩子常常是快乐的。
It's free of worry and concern.
小孩子是无忧无虑的。
It's full of love when sharing their enjoyment.
小孩子充满了爱心，常常跟别人分享他们的快乐。
Even if they fail or are hurt, they quickly get up and get over it.
即使他们失败了或受伤了，他们也会快快地起来。
They give freely and they receive freely.
他们白白的给出去，也白白的领受。
You know, when we get to be adults and somebody gives us something, we say, oh no, oh no, that's too much. You don't need to do that.
作为成人，当别人送给我们一些礼物的时候，我们就会说，哦不，哦不，你不要做这件事。
Instead of saying all that, we should be like a child and say, thank you.
我们不应该这样，我们应该像小孩子一样，高高兴兴地接过来说，谢谢你。
Thank you for your kindness. God bless you.
谢谢你的仁慈，神祝福你。
We were taught in ministry, don't ask anyone to support you.
我们在施工里被教导说，不要求别人来供应你的需要。
Don't hint at the fact that you need money.
不要跟别人提示说你需要钱。
Trust the Lord to supply every need.
信靠神会供应你一切的需要。
And if an offering is given to you, take it from him.
如果你收到一份奉献，你就从他的手里来接受。
Receive it with gratitude.
带着感恩的心接受。
And don't try to tell somebody, don't do that, don't give me that, I don't need that.
不要跟对方说，哦，不要给我钱，我不需要这个。
Be like a child that receives whatever is given.
就是像小孩子一样接受，不管别人给了你什么。
Sometimes the Lord gave offerings to me when my teacher was teaching me about this. And actually, the Lord, maybe it isn't a financial need you have, but it was just a reminder that He loves you.
当我教导的时候，以前我也接受到奉献。我相信主在提醒我，虽然我的经济情况并不需要，但这是一个记号，是神爱我的记号。
Oh, it's a simple life to trust Jesus.
信靠主耶稣是一个简单的生活。
Just to trust Him and obey Him.
只要信靠他，顺服他。
Lean not on our own understanding.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
In all our ways, acknowledge Him.
在我们一切所行的路上都要认定他。
And He will direct our path.
他必指引我们的路。
He'll lead us in the right way.
他会带领我们走正路。
And we will grow up.
我们就会长大。像他一样。
Isn't it wonderful? We can grow up into the likeness of His dear Son.
这是何等的奇妙！我们可以成长为像他爱子的形象。
As we study the life of Jesus, we see how dependent He was on His Father.
当我们研读主耶稣的生命。我们看见他是何等的依赖他的父神。
He wouldn't even choose his own co-workers.
他甚至不会凭自己选择他的同工。
He'd spend all night on the mountain praying before he chose the 12 disciples.
在他拣选十二个门徒以前，他整夜花时间在山上祷告。
He sought him at all times.
他一直都在寻求父神。
Even when others said, you should be doing this, you should be doing that.
即使当别人告诉他，你应当做这件事，你应当做那件事，他一直都在等候父的时间。
Jesus said, my time is not yet. You're always ready to do. My time is not yet.
主耶稣说，你们的时候常常是方便的。我的时候还没有到。
Jesus was led step by step by his father.
主耶稣每一步都被父引领。
No matter how old he was and how grown he was, he depended on his father to the very end.
即使当他成长为一个成人，他一直仍然依赖他的父神。
And in the garden when he said, Father, not as I will, but as you will.
直至在科西玛尼园里他说父啊不要照我的意思乃要照你的意思。
He knew it was going to mean death.
他知道这意味着死。
He knew that his father couldn't look on him because he became sin for us.
他知道父要转眼不看他因为他为我们成了罪。
Nevertheless, he surrendered.
然而他仍然顺服了。
He yielded his own life.
他把他自己的生命献上。
And God exalted this child to his right hand.
神就高举这小孩子到他的右手边。
And made him King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
使他成为万王之王万主之主。
So take time to get alone with him.
所以要花时间单独与他同在。
Even though you're busy leading others in big meetings and small meetings, get alone with him.
虽然你们在很多大的聚会小的聚会里面在带领别人但是要花时间单独与他同在。
Do it as a little child.
像一个小孩子一样。
Put him up on his lap.
把一切都放在他的膝盖上。
Look into his face.
注视他的容面。
And believe him that he does all the work through you.
相信他会借着你做一切的工作。
That you want to be dependent on him.
因为你渴望依靠他。
We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
我们不敢依靠任何人的力量，单单的依靠耶稣的圣名。
And if people come to you with all their problems, all their trouble, and their emergencies, bring them to Him.
当人们带着他们的问题他们的难处和一切紧急的事件来到你面前就把这些带到耶稣的面前
It'll be a time of rejoicing when you see how he works.
当你看见他是怎样的动工的时候你会何等的喜乐
We had a good testimony come this weekend of how the Lord met one of our leaders in China through surgery.
这个周末我们有一个很美好的见证在国内有一位牧者他在手术当中主是怎样的遇见了他
Jesus did it.
这是耶稣做的。
This is his ministry.
这是他的施工。
Never forget, it's Jesus' ministry.
不要忘记这是耶稣的施工。
Oh, Jesus, we thank you.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们感谢你。
We want to enter into your kingdom.
我们渴望进入你的国度。
Your kingdom is a kingdom of peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
你的国度是公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
We're thankful you are leading us to live more free.
我们感谢你在带领我们过更加自由的生活。
As we empty ourselves of our own ideas,
当我们倒空我们自己的意思
our plans and our wishes,
我们自己的计划我们自己的愿望
and acknowledge you are the one in control,
承认你是那一位在掌权的。
This is your work.
这是你的事工。
And there's nothing too difficult for you.
对你来说没有什么是难成的事。
Pour out your spirit upon us this morning.
求你倾倒下你的圣灵在我们当中。
Don't let us leave this place without a fresh anointing.
在我们接受你那新鲜的膏抹之前不要让我们离开这个地方。
anoint us, we're your little children.
求你来膏抹你的小孩子们。
But you are our elder brother.
你是我们的长兄。
You have gone before us.
你已经在我们的前面行。
You are our equipment for the ministry.
你就是我们进入事工的装备。
We recognize that of ourselves we can do nothing at all.
我们承认在我们自己什么都不能做。
But we allow you this morning to take more control.
但今天早上我们要容许你更多的掌权。
Let King Jesus reign in our lives.
让耶稣君王在我们的生命中掌权。
Fill us with your spirit, Lord.
主啊，求你用你的灵来充满我们。
In your name we pray, Amen.
我们奉你的名祷告， Amen.
He is here with us.
他在这里与我们同在。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As July, let the Lord lead you and pray for us, others too, but let Pastor Lai begin.
请赖牧师为我们祷告，按着主的带领。
亲爱的主耶稣，你真知道我们的需要，这些多么熟悉的话语，也是我们生命的根基。我们需要常常被提醒，我们需要常常被复习。主啊，今天晚上这是一个多么熟悉的信息，又是一个多么重要，我们多么需要的信息。主啊，哈利路亚，求使我们在你面前永远是你的小孩，不管你交给我们牧养，你的羊，你托付给我们的有多少，我们永远是你的小孩，我们的份永远就是来坐在你的脚前，来聆听你的话语，我们永远就是像马萨牧师今夜所教导的，做一个小孩，常常爬到主耶稣你的膝上，坐在你的膝上，靠着你的胸怀，给主耶稣讲着一些童言童语，哈利路亚，讨你的喜悦。主啊，做一个小孩是没有重担的，是很轻松愉快的，并且是自言自语的。主，谢谢主，赞美主，愿你每一个月一次这样给我们的提醒，是给我们一个很大的安全感，和我们所需要的牧养。这样祷告感谢奉主的名，阿们，
阿们，
阿们。
Pastor Lynn, you know you have had great joy with your grandchildren. Would you pray for us too?
林牧师很享受跟他的孙子们在一起，请林牧师为我们祷告好吗？
谢谢主耶稣，通过今天晚上马萨牧师的话语中，相信是从神再一次的提醒我们，做领袖不但要领导，更是要学习回转，像小孩一样的单纯。主，我们真的要感谢你，当看到自己的孙子，有时候他们的单纯却是一个很美的，是所以我们要学习，我们是服侍，是在任何一个场合的当中，我们就是要顺着圣灵， 没有自己才能够像小孩一样单单纯纯的。主啊，我们要感谢你，最怕的是领袖有企图心，领袖有他的这一个期待，以至于我们的生命就掺杂了。主，谢谢你让我们真的像孩子一样简单单纯纯洁，没有我自己，完全在主灵里面，就一个顺服神的小仆人。感谢赞美主的恩典，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们，
阿们。Jesus is walking among us this morning.
主耶稣今天早上在我们当中行走。
He's running to cradle you in his arms.
他渴望把你抱在他的怀中。
He wants to release you from the strain of ministry.
他渴望释放你脱离事工一切的压力。
Have you just rest with him?
让你就是安息在他的里面。
He said to his disciples, "Come apart and rest a while."
他对门徒们说，你们跟我去歇一歇。
That doesn't mean go on a vacation. It means to come into his presence.
那不意味着去度假，那就是来到他的同在里。
Just sink into his arms.
就是沉在他的怀抱里。
He's the one.
他是那一位。
And we are his little ones.
我们是他的小孩子。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to have Pastor Ruth and Pastor Hong Leon let the Lord lead them.
我们也想请郭牧师和凤莲牧师来祷告，求主来带领他们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，我们感谢你，感谢你今天对我们说话，感谢你借着你的话语告诉我们要回转向小孩。哦，感谢主耶稣告诉我们，我们要完全的像小孩来到他的面前，我们完全没有自己，只有单单的依靠他，单单的仰望他，单单的依赖他。哦，亲爱的父神，我们就是你的孩子，我们今天在这里，我们要单单的仰望你，单单的依靠你。我们不靠自己的聪明智慧，我们什么都不会，我们只能够像小孩子这样的仰望你。我们要紧紧被你拥抱，我们要被你的爱围绕着我们，我们要学习依靠你，不再靠自己的聪明智慧，不再自己去做自己的事，不再靠自己的势力，不再用自己去计划，而是像小孩这样，这样的单纯，这样的简单，这样的相信，完全的相信信靠，主说什么就什么，主带领我们怎么样走，我们就怎么样走。我们要这样的单单的爱耶稣。哦，主啊，帮助我们今天线上的每一位家人们，叫我们听了今天的话语，我们就这样的回转，这样的像小孩。这是多么美好的事。主啊，当我们看到小孩子的时候，他们是多么的可爱，多么的单纯。哦，我们看到了，我们就想把他们紧紧地抱在怀里。主啊，我们的父也是对我们这样， 我们的父要供应我们一切的需要，他要答应我们一切的呼求，他与我们同在，看顾我们，保守我们。谢谢主耶稣教导我们，也谢谢主耶稣自己也曾经成为婴孩，这样的简单，这样的长大。哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，我们今天为着线上的每一位家人们，我们就这样的学习，这样的回转，越来越单纯，越来越像，越来越像小孩子这样的单单的依靠依赖我们的主。我们感谢耶稣，我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
哈利路亚，赞美主，谢谢你为了让我们知道成为神的孩子多么有福，多么重要，你自己就成为婴孩的样式，为我们降生在马槽里。主啊，你也呼召我们要来成为孩子，转成孩子的样式，因为这是最有福的，最有福的呼召，最有福的服事。主耶稣，我巴不得我们就是每天都做孩子，每一样事情我们都做孩子。主要在聚会之前，不论是别人带我自己带，我都要来到你的面前说，哦，主啊，我什么都不知道，你现在就是要来喂养我，我等着你来喂养。我什么都不知道，我必须依靠你，你自己来，你不来你就不要差我去做。主耶稣，主啊，当我们服侍完，我们还是要来到你的面前做你的孩子，说，主啊，我这样的服侍对吗？你喜欢吗？主耶稣，请你来纠正我。主耶稣，请我要讨你的喜欢，我要来到你的面前，再让你抱一抱，再让你告诉我，我就是你的小孩。主啊，这是最有福的身份，来到你的面前。主啊，当有一天我们要长大长大，变成你的心腹，哦，主啊，这一切我们无法想象，但是我们现在在这里就是一直要做你的孩子。我们越单纯越简单，越依靠你，我们就越快能够成为心腹。这是一个我们自己的头脑无法想象的过程，但是你就是喜欢我们这样。主啊，我们每天都要来到你的面前做你的孩子，我们就是最喜乐的人。感谢赞美主，赞美你，赞美你。哦，谢谢你这个呼召。主啊，我们巴不得停留在这里做你的孩子，让你抱一抱。主，我知道你现在就在这里，你现在就在这里看着你的孩子们，我们是有福的一群。赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，
哈利路亚，
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 我快乐，耶稣在我心。children are happy.
小孩子是快乐的。
I wonder, Pastor Chow, want to sing, 我快乐。
周牧师会唱我快乐。
Amen.
Amen.
His presence is fullness of joy.
在他的面前有满足的喜乐。 Amen. Hallelujah.
We will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will clap their hands.
我们要欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导，大山小山都要在我们面前拍掌欢呼。
And we go out with joy.
我们带着欢喜而出来。
Children are full of joy.
小孩子满了快乐。
And the grandchildren are full of joy.
我们的孙辈们也满了欢喜。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's so wonderful to be with you.
跟你们在一起真好。
I'm with you. I sense such a wonderful presence of Jesus with you.
跟你们在一起，我感受到主耶稣何等奇妙的同在。
In his presence is fullness of joy.
在他的面前是满足的喜乐。
Chihua, I see you're here. Maybe you can sing for us as we close.
我看到淑华传道，也许在结束的时候，你可以为我们唱《我快乐》。
好，我们一起来唱。我快乐，耶稣在我心。我快乐，耶稣在我心。我快乐，耶稣在我心。我要高唱哈利路亚，耶稣在我心。我快乐，圣灵充满我。我快乐，圣灵充满我。我快乐，圣灵充满我。我要高唱哈利路亚，圣灵充满我。我快乐，耶稣真爱我。我快乐，耶稣爱我。我快乐，耶稣真爱我。我要高唱哈利路亚，耶稣真爱我。我快乐，我属主耶稣。我快乐，我属主耶稣。我快乐，我属主耶稣。我要高唱哈利路亚，我属主耶稣。哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
阿们，我们欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导。
My time is up.
我的时间到了。爱你们。
Bye bye. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
赞美主，荣耀归给神。
We'll see you again.
我们下次见。